Well, what should people be looking forward to? I know those holidays are right around the corner.
Well, of course, we're getting excited about next Saturday. So Saturday, October 25th is Fall Downtown Fest. So we're excited about all the different events that will be happening. Make sure you check out the Chamber site. They have a visitors thing with the events on it. There is so much going on. Make sure you get down there on the 25th. It's going to be a great day. And we look forward to seeing your children to trick-or-treat. They can stop at our store and trick-or-treat. And we will also have Rick's Famous Box Maze put together behind our store like he always does.
I tell you what, if people have not seen the box maze, you got to bring the kids down for it because it's so much fun. We come down to Fall Downtown Fest every year, and the kids always insist we got to go over to McKinstry's and we got to go play in the box maze. And they could, I think if I let them, Sandy, I think they probably happily play in that thing for like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, definitely. And we definitely see kids going away crying because they don't want to leave it.
I can't say I blame them. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome Saturday next Saturday. So head downtown. And what else do folks need to know on this Friday about McKinstry's? Where can they find you, Sandy?
We're in the middle of downtown Beaver Dam. Just look for the red awning. We are on the south side of the street. Big white building. We have 6 different floors full of furniture.
That is fantastic. And, of course, folks can check you out online as well.
Yes, feel free to look at our Facebook page or our website.
All right, awesome. That is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishing. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Kale. Thank you so much.
Awesome. That is, again, Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Last day of, they are wrapping up the mattress sale tomorrow, so make sure you, if you haven't gotten down there for that yet, make sure that you head down there. Do want to remind you that Hometown Today is also presented by Professional Floor Covering, the store for your floors, and so much more. They've got a ton of flooring to choose from. They've got a great lineup of carpet, just a huge selection. I mean, whatever color, pattern, style you can imagine, they've got it. They've got that great Stanton lineup, which is fantastic. They've got a great selection of hardwood. They do laminate. They've got a wonderful selection of LVP. No matter what you're looking for with that LVP, it's very popular nowadays, and they've got anything from the super high-end stuff to, you know, maybe if you're looking more on a budget or you've got, you know, multiple properties you're doing, they can help you out with a lot of different options, a lot of different looks, and it's pretty amazing the technology they've got now with that LVP and how realistic it looks like wood now. They also do tile and stone, and they do custom area rugs as well. And of course, when you work with Professional Floor Covering, Randy and his team will come out to your home, get everything measured up for free. They can even provide different suggestions of different types of flooring. If you're not sure where to start, they can say, well, this might work good for this room. This might work good, you know, with this paint color, and they can help you out, and they'll have your project looking fantastic. And they're more than floors, right? They've got a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Bathroom, kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, shower inserts, and a whole lot more. Visit them today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, online at proflr.com. We are live at Newman Pools this morning out on Highway 151 just south of Beaver Dam. And as I mentioned, Kale Zomer here, Wally Lukashinsky is around, but he got put to work. I've got Kurt Petroli with me from Newman Pools. How are you this morning, Kurt?
Hey, good morning. We're doing great. Great day to be here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning out here. So glad the sun's starting to peek out a little bit. Perfect morning to be out here. You got to explain, how did Wally get put to work here already?
Well, you know, he seemed pretty willing to jump right into it, so that's pretty cool that he wants to experience what we call shotcrete or the gunite process. So when we're building a pool, that's kind of the final step in the building process before we get into the finishing of a pool, and we actually apply our concrete in a pretty unique fashion where we only build a back of a wall and not the front of the wall. So because the concrete that we use in the gunite process is such a low slump or dry concrete, it actually sets up pretty well on its own, and we shoot it through a hose. So it gets pumped through a hose, and then it gets combined with air at the end of it, and it comes out in a pretty high pressure fashion, about 2,000 PSI it comes out at. So Wally said he wanted to experience what we call it the gun, right? He said he wanted to experience being on the gun, and so we ran into the shop. We got him some safety gear. You know, you got to be safe out here because that is a pretty high pressure hose. So we got him all his personal protective equipment, and he jumped right into it.
He did. I think he may have forgotten that we're doing a broadcast
here. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I apologize for this, but you might be stuck with him for the next 8 hours.
I think we're down to second string here at the table.
Yeah.
First string, Chris Newman and Wally are out there doing their thing.
If one of your guys goes down today, you will have Wally here, but I'm not going to promise that the work's going to be to the Newman Pool's quality.
We'll get him an application before he leaves. We'll see if he leaves Good Karma Brands and comes over to Newman Pools to do this full time or not.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll chat with Wally coming up in a little bit, and we'll find out what his experience was like. I'm kind of looking at his wall that he worked on. It looks a little different than the other walls. So we'll see. I don't know. Good, better, worse. Well, we'll find out and see what that experience was like. But kind of the reason we're out here today, and what Wally's trying is he's trying this alongside high schoolers.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about this wonderful program that you guys have a partnership with the Beaver Dam High School on this.
Yeah, so a few years back, Chris had the idea that, as part of being involved in the community as well, but really what we're doing is we have a group of 11 kids out here today, young students, young men from the Beaver Dam High School, and, our goal is not that they come and work for Newman Pools. If that is the end result and they're like, hey, I loved what I did today, I want to experience this on a full-time level, that's great. We'd be glad to talk to them. But really, the point of the program was to get people excited in the trades, right? And building a pool involves many different trades. So there's some carpentry involved, there's some plumbing involved, there's some rebar work, there's concrete work, there's tile, there's plaster, there's flat deck work. So we can really, through this program, hit on many of the different trades. And so we set this up a few years back. We go in and we met with Ross down at the Beaver Dam High School. And we go in, and it's about a one-week-long process. So we go to their location, and we have done this with other schools as well. So we've done Beaver Dam, we've done Waupun, we've done Horicon, and next spring we're going to go to Central Wisconsin Christian out of Waupun as well.
Okay.
So we go in, and we actually build what we call a mock wall in their shop, in kind of a controlled environment. And then the coup de grace, if you want to say, is coming out here to Newman Pools, usually on a Friday, and we do this gunite process. And I can guarantee you that nobody on that crew has ever experienced the gunite process before. So the goal of the program is really to get kids excited into the trades. And we kind of sweeten the pot a little bit, right? Chris is big on community involvement, so we get each of the students a set of tools, that they can use to build this project, and then we let them keep that after the fact. So, there's a lot of good that goes into it.
And if you're listening on 95.3 WBEV, this is one of those episodes where really highly suggest you go over and watch on Daily Dodge TV, because we've got our video crew out here today. Shout out to Corey for coming out and helping us out with the video today. And he is getting all kinds of video of the very process you were talking about, and some of the students getting to try that out. And it's a pretty cool deal. Stepping back a little bit, Kurt, for folks who maybe don't know, what on earth is gunite?
So I'm probably not the best person to talk about this. I know what gunite is, and I can talk about the process of building the pool. And I've tried a few of the things, but so gunite is a way to apply concrete. Normally, people think of a driveway or a sidewalk, right? You form a square.
Yep.
You have four sides. You pour the concrete in it. You let it sit, and it just sits there. But like I said earlier, we're not building a complete square. We only build the back wall. So gunite, you can see Carew is here today. They're helping us out. Shout out to the crew.
Yeah.
They delivered our concrete, but the concrete that comes out of the truck is no different than what you would pour a sidewalk or a driveway with. It is much drier, so they call it a lower slump. So it's a very dry product. And if you're watching on Daily Dodge TV, the larger black hose out there is just the concrete being shoved through that hose from our concrete pump.
Okay.
And the red hose is an air compressor hose.
Oh.
And then right at the end, we have a special, that's what we refer to as the gun. It's a nozzle, right,
with
a lever on it, where it combines the air and the concrete at the last moment and forces it onto that wall in a very high rate of pressure. So that's what makes it basically stand up. I know they don't look very pretty right now. We're going to go to the next step. We actually have to let them dry for a little bit. So they're going to dry for about 10, 15, 20 minutes. Depends on the weather and the environment.
Sure.
But then we'll go in there and we can, what we call, mark the walls with a level. And we cut off the front edge on those marks. So now it looks like that concrete was formed up, but it was never formed.
You say it depends, drying time depends on the weather. A day like today, we just hit 60 degrees. We're partly sunny. We've got a little wind. Is this like the ideal drying weather right about now?
I would say our crews would call this about an ideal day, right? So you get into the dog days of summer when it's 100 degrees, the sun is beating down on you, the wind is blowing. They struggle because it sets up so quickly.
Oh,
it sets
up so quickly. Sure, it dries out so
fast. So, you know, in the summer, of course, you know, make hay when the sun shines, right? So we pump a lot of concrete in the summer, but it's a challenge. And so what we'll do, we explain to our students too, you know, if we're building a typical residential pool, our crew is usually about four people. So we have four people on there building the pool. But when it comes to gunite day, we up that to 8 to 10. You know, so we'll have 8 to 10 people on the crew that day. There's got to be somebody on the hose. The hose weighs a lot. There's a lot of concrete in there. So you got to have a hose tender just to move the hose with you. And then you have to have people marking those walls, people cutting those walls. And there's, with the rebar that's in there and the concrete that's being sprayed on like that, concrete has what's called aggregate or little stones in it. When it hits that rebar, some of that bounces off. So we got to shovel that out of the pool because that's not a good high quality product. So we got to get that out of there. So we up our crew size on those days because depending on the weather conditions and if it's setting up quickly. And then to be honest, you know, if there's delays and now it's sitting in the truck longer, and pretty soon, you know, that's getting harder. And so there's certain chemicals we can add to offset that, you know, to try to slow the process or speed the process up. So our crews are very, very knowledgeable on this and do a wonderful job. I cannot judge the concrete coming out of the end of that truck, right? But they can. You know, as the concrete's falling into that pump, they're like, hey, it's too dry. Okay. Hey, it's too wet. Hey, add some lime. Hey, add some retarder. You know, so there's things they can do to the concrete to make it work in their favor.
Very, very interesting. You know, you look at a pool and you don't realize all the different thought and planning and strategy that goes into it, but there really is. It really is. There's an art form to it. We're live at Newman Pools Kilzomer here. I'm talking with Kurt Petrolli. Wally Lukashinsky's here, but he's still hard at work over there. You can see him over on Daily Dodge TV, but we're going to talk to him coming up later on about his experience, what it was like. And so he's kind of getting to know just what goes into the process here of building a pool. I want to go back. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the Construction Fundamentals Program, this great partnership between Newman Pools and several area schools. First and foremost, any guesses about how many students each year in that program do you get?
If we go back a few years, you know, the first year, I think we only had 4 students in the Beaver Dam class.
Wow.
And I think the word got out, you know. not only do you get a great set of tools, you get a great experience, right? You get to come out and experience this. We do fill them up with donuts and pizza and, you know, everything
else.
So it's a great day, right? You know, it's a fun day and it's a day out of school. Come out here and do something hands-on, right? So the first year, I think we had 4. I think the next year we had like 15.
Wow.
You know, so it depends on the size of the classroom, the school that we go to. But I believe Waupun was right around that 11 or 12 mark, and so was Horicon. So we're typically getting somewhere between 10 to 14 students per cycle that we do this program for. And it's really the school's trades program class that they have in place, you know. So it's not a, do you want to come and participate in this for a week? Okay. This is part of their trades class at school.
Oh, wow. Very, very
cool.
So
they just can't come in for a week and say, I want to go do the thing out at Newman
Pool.
Sure. So,
well, yeah. I want to get out of school for a week. It's not quite like that. And I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. Do you, off the top of your head, about how long have you guys been doing this program?
I think it's been 3 years now. This is our third year. So
it's probably a little soon to us, because my other question, you know, it's probably a little soon to say, like, oh, you know, have you seen, you know, somebody come through this program that's now graduated and moved on using the skills? Probably a little early for that yet.
No, we have two.
You've already had.
We have two current employees right now
that
have gone through this program.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then they followed up and they applied. And obviously, you know, they noted on their application that they were part of the trades program. And we're like, yeah, come on in. Let's talk to you.
That's
so, yes,
fantastic.
We've had. And like I say, you know, it's not really our goal to recruit. But if they like what they're doing today and they want to experience on a full-time level, we'd be glad to have them, you know.
Fantastic. Talking with Kurt Petroli here at Newman Pools and getting to know more about their Construction Fundamentals program, a great partnership that they've got. High schoolers able to come in and learn about the trades and see what skills it takes to do stuff like this. We are live in Newman Pools. Kale Zomer, Wally Lukaszynski is here as well. He's out there working hard, learning all of right alongside the students today. So they're all out here today learning a little something. And I'm excited to get Wally back here coming up in a little bit and find out what he learned over there. And we'll talk a little bit about Newman Pool, some of the history, and some of the great work they do out here as well. So stay tuned for all that. By the way, big shout out and thank you to Ashley back at the WBEB studios for helping us run the board. And as I mentioned earlier, thanks to Corey for helping us out on video. We'll be back with more Hometown Today coming up here on 95.3 WBEB, powered by Daily Dodge.
Clark, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads to the White House today. He has been requesting Tomahawk missiles from President Trump, but ABC's Mary Bruce says his request may have been thwarted yesterday when Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the president.
Trump has suggested he's open to it, but he also says he discussed it on the phone with Putin yesterday, who, not surprisingly, doesn't like that idea. All of this is raising questions about whether Putin's decision to commit to another meeting now is simply a tactic to buy more time or a good faith effort to finally reach peace.
The U.S. and Russia will have high-level talks next week. So-called No Kings protests planned tomorrow in all 50 states opposing Trump administration policies. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying the National Guard to Austin in response. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in court in Maryland a day after his federal indictment on 18 criminal charges related to allegedly mishandling classified information. This is ABC News.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A newspaper investigation accuses Wisconsin State Education Agency of keeping the public in the dark about sexual misconduct. Hundreds of teachers and other staff were investigated in a recent five-year period, and they either lost their licenses or voluntarily gave them up. The Department of Public Instruction says its investigative efforts are underfunded. Legislative leaders disagree. Seven Beaver Dam wholesale car dealers are losing their licenses. The Department of Motor Vehicles caught one of them selling an unlicensed vehicle and committing odometer fraud. The others committed a raft of violations, and none of the business owners took the DMV up on a chance to appeal. The school portion of Beaver Dam property tax bills should hold reasonably steady next year. School district budget officials say they'll present a balanced budget. The school board meets to consider the next budget a week from Monday night. It's almost time to get your leaves, grass clippings, and other yard waste ready for curbside pickup in Beaver Dam. City crews will start picking up on Monday and keep going until sometime in November. We have more about that at DailyDodge.com. It would take a lot of money to fire Wisconsin Badgers football coach Luke Fickell. The State Journal says he'd get a $28 million buyout if he's let go after tomorrow's Ohio State game. The UW Athletic Department could tap into its cash reserves or raise money from donors. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Dodgers go up 3-0 on the Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Los Angeles. Milwaukee faces elimination tonight, 7 o'clock. The pregame show, 7:38. The first pitch on 95.3 WBEV. Toronto evened up the American League Championship Series last night with an 8-2 win over the Mariners. They'll play again tonight. Badger men's hockey team plays Minnesota State to a 1-1 draw. The Badger football team hosts number 1 Ohio State tomorrow. That's a 2:30 kickoff in Madison. Packers getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. That's a 3:25 kickoff. Bucks sign guard A.J. Green to a four-year, $45 million contract. Two big high school football games tonight. Beaver Dam hosts Plymouth tonight. A win by Beaver Dam. They'll clinch a share of the East Central Conference crown. That's on ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Mark Kazan's trying to win the outright Eastern Suburban crown as they host Cambridge on DDTV. That's an exclusive. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
The sound of your hometown, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. A blend of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
As the temperatures drop, furnace use will go up, and we want you to be prepared. This is Tom Schwartz with Surefire. We can't thank Dodge County enough for awarding us as part of the Dodge County's Best. For three generations, the Surefire family has been serving Dodge County and surrounding counties, bringing warmth and comfort to your family. Call us today and ask about our rebates and tax credits that can help you save big on comfort this coming winter. Visit us at surefireinc.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam.
Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space over at Professional Floor Covering. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But you got to look at those countertops, Kale.
Yeah, you do.
It's one of the first things you see when you walk into a bath or kitchen remodel. So you got to make sure that that pattern, that color, that material, it all is going to play that perfect role for you. So they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They're going to help you find the perfect one that fits with both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We are out at Newman Pools, and I just had a heck of an experience, and I'm going to have to get a little bit of a recap from the experts surrounding me today, because we have Chris Newman and Kurt Petroli. Drilled it, right?
You got it.
All right, good. We got it there on the second try. I had to do shooting shot creep. Can you explain a little bit about what I did? Was that a D plus effort? Where are we at?
Yeah, I'd be a solid B, B plus right
I'll
in
take
there.
A B.
Yeah, you did great.
Dude, I was gonna say, Kurt started trying to convince me to come over and start.
Yeah, you're almost a certified pool builder.
That's high praise.
Sorry, buddy, you're not doing my house yet.
So, when you look at that wall right now, I started hearing people say it looks a little slanted, it's a little clumpy. That's all nonsense to me. Kurt, what do you?
No, it looks good. It looks good. And actually, I told the students this too. When they walk away today, we don't finish our concrete like you would a sidewalk or a driveway like that. We leave it rough on purpose because there's a next step to that, and that's putting the plaster on. And if you have rough concrete with pits in it, it actually adheres the plaster to the concrete much, much better. So we don't finish it on purpose.
That's interesting, because when I was looking at it earlier, I was curious, because when you see the concrete that you look around, it's always so smooth, and have that, what's that thing that smooths it out?
A broom finish or a trowel?
Oh, there you go. See? Yeah. It's well above me at this point. So you do that on purpose. So for these kids that are looking at this point of the wall, what's the next step for them?
Well, the next step for them would be to come in and put the finished coats on it. You kind of think about this step, if you were building a house, this is like putting the drywall up.
Okay.
All right. So they're just getting the next step here. So when they're cutting these things, and that's what they're doing right now, they're cutting. We're most concerned right now about straight, true plumb, making sure that when you put the finishes on, they look good. Because, if you got a crooked wall, if the concrete's crooked and all out of whack, you're going to see that in the pool. Your pool wall is going to be crooked.
Absolutely.
I so appreciate a good comparison to make it understandable to the layperson like myself.
The layman right here.
Yep,
we are
exactly.
The layman. When they say layman's term, they're just saying, can you explain it to Kale and Wally?
You're more layman, I'm more lame.
Hey, that's good. I can live with that. Well, we're out here once again in the Gruber Law Office mobile broadcast studio at Newman Pools. And guys, this is the 50th year. We're continuing to celebrate, and it's very exciting that we get to do this twice with you. Once the splash pad over the summer, but now out actually here, it's a home game.
Yeah.
50 years. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that means to you hearing that you're a fabric. You're so entwined with this community.
It's an honor to be here. The number of aquatic companies that make 50 years and do what we do. That's
there's
a feat.
Not many.
Yeah, no, exactly. A lot of grit, a lot of determination, and to be honest, a lot of really good people. We wouldn't be here without the team that we have.
I believe it.
And that's what makes it work. There's been a lot of trials and tribulations over the years, but you know what? We fill them, figure it out, and conquer as a team.
I say it every time we do a remote with you guys, but even today when I'm out here and putting up or trying to not fail miserably at creating a wall here, I was treated with so much respect out there by your teammates. And one of those great teammates to our left right here, Kurt, I got to ask you too, what does it mean to you to be a part of this great company celebrating 50 years?
Yeah, I'm probably the typical person from the Dodge County area, right? I've been with Newman Pools now for nearly 28 years. And before I came here, I didn't know what Newman Pools was or what Newman Pools did, you know? So we still have that once in a while in the community that people really don't understand the scope of what we do. But we're a true residential, commercial, municipal water park facility construction company from start to finish, you know? And we even have the service aspect after the pool's done. You know, we can come in and we can maintain your pool even after it's done. So I think a lot of people, so I'm glad we do these remotes a lot to get the word out of what Newman Pools really is, because it's so much more than just we call it a backyard pool, but you can tell it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, it's no joke what these kids are doing out here right now. And I mean, you guys, that thing, what's the thing that actually shoots the concrete, the hose?
Yeah, you had the concrete hose and the nozzle is where what you operated.
I mean, I almost took off the ground and they said they turned the PSI down.
I think Wally prefers to call it the gun. It makes it feel cooler.
Yes, it does make me feel cooler, but I was almost airborne at points. I mean, that thing like has power, and it's heavy. So a lot of hard work that goes into all this, but you guys do it with so much class here at Newman. And I love what Kurt just said, too, about how you guys continue the process even after a job is finished. You make sure that it stays good. Yep. You make sure that you are here if people need more assistance. What has it been like to be able to build so much trust, I feel like, here in Dodge County?
I mean, it's really an honor, you know, I mean, that we've been able to be a part of this community. And, you know, and it's partly because of the community that we're here. I mean, our employee base is made up of the community, you know. So it's not just us that makes this happen.
And I bet it that all comes back to, it's got to be make you really proud to wear that Newman name.
Yes, it does. I'm very, very proud of what our family and our employees have accomplished.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, and then I'm looking down here, too, because we mentioned a bunch of kids getting valuable trade experience today for kids that are leaving high school, that want to get involved with something like Newman, want to get into the trades. How can they go about that? Are there programs like this they can sign up for even after high school, anything like that?
We don't have anything formal that they can, you know, an apprenticeship, but we have been working, and Kurt's been very involved in building a more defined in-house training program. Where we do have some things that we're training them outside of the job, and then most of the training is on the job training. You know, you're with a crew of people that know how to build a swimming pool. And we are always looking for people of any age that want to learn how to build swimming pools and be a part of this team.
I say to people when they come in the door, I'm like, there is no school you can go to learn how to build a pool.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. So we develop master pool builders. That's our goal when you come in the door, right? And there's a process. You come in as a general laborer, and you can move up to like a lead man position, to a foreman's position. And like Chris said, we've been working pretty hard here the last couple of years on putting that formal training program in place to help people move along that path, you know, and everybody's different. Some people don't want to be a foreman, and that's okay. You know, if you're an awesome pool builder and you want to be the person in the pool, you know, cutting the walls and shooting the concrete, we'll take 100 of those, you know, bring them in, right? And if you have the desire to actually lead the team and be the foreman that's up on top of the wall, kind of watching the whole process, maybe not actually, you know, on the hose or cutting the wall, but making sure it's all done correct, yeah, there's opportunity for that as well.
And Wally, while you were out there trying your hand, and Kurt and I were talking, he was telling us that this program with the high school has been about in its third year, and they already have two employees here at Newman that have gone through that program.
You're already two? Wow, that's fantastic. Who are they? Are we allowed to divulge?
We'd have to ask our recruiter over
hey,
there,
that's
Chad.
All right.
How's
we'll ask, yeah, we'll
I think
ask
it's
him
Jacob.
On the way back.
I think
all
Jacob right. Deal, and I can't remember the other, but we'll find out.
All right. Well, that works for me. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got to continue celebrating the 50 wonderful years here at Newman Pools with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wave at the drone.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today website to schedule a tour. 920-219-4941.
Following the Crew's march to the World Series, the Green and Gold's chase for a Lombardi, and serving as your source for Beaver Dam athletics in the fall season. Tune into the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV, 1430 ESPN, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Let's hear from Stacy with Slumberland and find out what's going on at their locations in Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save up to 50% off of list prices. This Kyla sofa is only $399 in a beautiful gray, and you can get the matching chair for as little as $99. Check out this $149 Windsor accent chair available in three colors to make any room of your home beautiful. Our Lazy Boy chairs start off at only $399, and you can pick and choose your color. Check out this Pinnacle Rocker Recliner as little as $699 and choose from hundreds of fabrics at no additional cost. Or choose your style with chairside tables. $129 gets you three different chairside tables just to accent any room that you need. Our mega sale is going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
When the time comes for a helping hand, we're America's choice in home care. When you or your loved ones need assistance, visiting angels will be there.
It's okay not to be okay, and it's important for seniors along with caregivers and at-home care to recognize the signs of declining mental health. Visiting Angels caregivers provide valuable assistance with both personal care routines and social interactions. During Mental Illness Awareness Week, Visiting Angels reminds you that being on the lookout for changes in eating habits, especially a lack of appetite, can be a warning sign, along with changes in personal care, mood changes that last for more than 2 weeks, and short-term memory loss. When it comes to lending a hand to your loved one, looking out for their needs and well-being, Visiting Angels will be there. Start the conversation. Schedule a free consultation at visitingangels.com. That's visitingangels.com.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Get the beat of the Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend.
Welcome to the fantastic voyage. Marcus Johnson, the captain of this vessel.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production.
My first mate, Chris Johnson, the only father and son tandem.
Your weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks and conversations with the biggest names in basketball. This week on the pod, Marcus and Chris talk to skills trainer Clint Parks. Find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And, of course, you heard us talk to Sandy a little earlier this morning, final days of that big mattress sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They've got they are very proud to offer those Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses, which are made right here in Wisconsin, which is great. You're sleeping on a mattress that's made in Wisconsin, and they're known for their quality and their comfort. But a good mattress isn't just about comfort, though. It's an investment in your health and your well-being, because the average person spends about a third of their life sleeping on their mattress, which means when you choose your mattress, you're making a really, really important decision. Seems easy enough. Seems straightforward. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to pick one that kind of feels comfortable and good enough. Nah, it's a really important decision. You're spending a lot of time on your mattress, and your quality of sleep matters on your mattress as well. And so they've also got adjustable bases on sale as well. Those are really nice, because then you can, you know, you can adjust your head, your foot, all different positions you can lay in. If you got a little, you know, you're a little bit of a snorer, you can raise the head up when you sleep, get rid of that, or you want to raise your feet up, make them comfortable, all at the touch of a button, which is super convenient. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. They can also arrange for the disposal of your old mattress set. So stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishing, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. But hurry in because the sale ends tomorrow, Wally.
Well, I tell you what, Kale, we are out here at Newman Pool celebrating 50 wonderful years today, and we actually saw a tag team exchange right as you were starting to bring us back in here, because Kurt is no longer here with us right now. We are here with Chris Newman, and then Ross, is it, I was going to say,
Ross, yeah.
I wanted to make sure I got it right, Ross Damon, the Beaver Dam High School Construction Fundamentals Program teacher. And Ross, first of all, thank you for joining us today. I got to see a little bit about what you guys have been teaching and what you've been able to actually build up for these kids. What's this program been like for you? As we're seeing kids fist pump back here, what is this like for you?
Yeah, this program is awesome. So the kids get some hands-on experience doing some real-world application. We do a lot of things in the classroom, but nothing beats actually being on the site.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I got out there, and by the way, you got to watch at least. Is that at least passable? Chris seems to be way too nice to me, by the way. What were your thoughts on my form?
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
My gosh. That was actually even nicer than you. I thought we were going to get
How much did you pay
failure.
Him? How much did you pay him to say that?
Well, I was hoping you didn't share that on air, Kale. What I will ask you a little bit here, Ross, is for kids that are whether about to be going into high school or aren't sure if the trades are right for them, what would you say to kids that were considering doing this program?
The biggest thing is students can be successful doing whatever they want to do. As long as they can put their mind to it, if they're willing to learn, they can be super successful.
Well, and I'd love to switch over here and talk to Chris as well, because we were talking a little bit during the break, but being able to do this program, being able to do what we did today, it really develops a skill set. So can you tell us a little bit about what those skills that these kids can develop by doing this?
Oh, absolutely. Like Kurt said, we try to develop, master pool builders. And being a pool builder involves so many different trades. And that's part of the reason why there's not a dedicated school for building swimming pools.
Yeah.
At high level, when you go through the building of a pool from start to finish, you have to dig the pool. So there's some layout and some, laying out the pool. Where does it go? How big is it? And then you have to figure out your elevations and dig it, so you get to use some heavy equipment, learn how to dig. Then you put the gravel base in underneath the pool, the sub base. So you're using more equipment to bring gravel in, compact it, grade it, all sorts of site work skills and equipment operating skills that get involved in that. And then we form the pool. So you got a lot of carpentry that's involved in forming a swimming pool. And then after you form the swimming pool, as the students did, they formed the walls, then you put the rebar in. You have the steel reinforcing that goes in, and there's an art to that as well. Getting the steel in the right way, getting the right steel in, tying it, making sure it's secure. And then kind of the fun part is shooting the concrete in the hole, and that's when your pool really looks like a pool.
I think this is kind of a question for both Ross and Chris. When you are talking about developing these skills, and you look at what teaching, whether it be students or employees, how much of that is showing it versus you actually have to do this for yourself? We'll help guide you along, but it is really a trial by error kind of thing at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to give them a little bit of a roadmap, but you have to physically do it. And once you do it, it makes sense.
Yeah. Even doing it today, I was terrified. Yeah. You had to talk me into doing it. I'm like, I say yes to almost everything. I'm scared I'm going to ruin something. You were like, well, it's going to be all right. Just walk over here. We have some great experience. And that's something that today these kids got the benefit from too, Ross, is going out. And you actually have a nationally certified, what is it called? Shot user?
Yeah, certified nozzleman.
Nozzleman.
It's a nationally recognized certification. That means that you're certified to shoot shotcrete correctly, and you know how to do it. And the walls and the structures that you build are going to be built properly and shot correctly.
Well, and it looks like these kids did a heck of a job today, even on this back wall, as they've got it all finished up now. What's it like for you, Ross, as you get to watch these kids kind of grow up right before your eyes in this program?
All right, so this is our level 3 woodworking construction class. So I've had most of these students from their freshman year. So seeing them come in as freshmen and then advancing through this advanced level class, they've grown a lot in that time. And I'm just a big believer in hands-on learning. So, you know, like you had mentioned before, they get to see it a little bit, but then once they get their hands on the nozzle and actually get to shoot the pool, this is awesome.
Well, it reminds you too, almost, because if they are in the same program with each other, it's that tight-knit group. It really is like a team where you think of in high school, like whether it be football or something like that. These people are building the relationships year-round. I imagine, is this a program, is it throughout the entire course of a school year? Is this like in fall, you take a break? How's that look?
No, I have these students all year long. I actually have them, and it's a block class, so I have them for 2 hours every day.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's... They get a lot of time in the shop and getting their hands on stuff.
Well, we're going to step aside. We're done with hour one, but because we are here celebrating 50 years at Newman Pools, we're lucky enough that we will have a second hour. So we will be back with more Hometown Today right after a quick break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Nicely done, Ross. Nicely done, Chris.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich. To schedule a consultation, visit Watertown.
Do you enjoy working outside? United Cooperative is now hiring seasonal employees for their fall harvest season. They're seeking seasonal grain elevator operators and scale room operators. An agricultural background is preferred, competitive pay, flexible schedule, and the potential for overtime is available. For more information, call their HR department at 920-887-1756 or text GRAIN to 1-800-924-2991.
Don't you just hate it when your kiddos get tired and want to quit trick-or-treating before you've hit all the best houses? You know, the ones that hand out full-size candy bars. This Halloween, fuel your little goblins with hearty sandwiches made on Country Hearth Kids' Choice bread before heading out. Made the old-fashioned way with whole grains and natural sweeteners, Country Hearth breads are a treat the whole family will love. And as any monster will tell you, the best nights start with a great bite. Country Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
From the Slumberland Furniture Studio, this is 95.3 WBEV Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton will make his first court appearance this hour, one day after his indictment on 18 federal charges related to allegedly mishandling classified documents. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is the third outspoken critic of President Trump to face indictment in 3 weeks.
I think he's, you know, a bad person.
Bolton indicted for allegedly emailing more than 1,000 pages of information about his activities as National Security Advisor to two members of his family in the form of diary-like entries. Bolton pushing back, declaring the indictment retribution and an abuse of power.
President Trump today's hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's been requesting U.S. Tomahawk missiles that are capable of striking deep within Russia, but it's not clear if the U.S. will agree to give Ukraine those missiles.
as yesterday the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Trump announced that he and Putin plan to meet again in the coming weeks, this time in Hungary. Now, pressed on why he thinks this meeting will be any different than the last one, the president said simply that their Alaska summit, quote, set the stage for this meeting. Now, this announcement does present a curveball to Ukraine.
So-called No Kings protests are planned for tomorrow in all 50 states in opposition to Trump administration policies. ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas says there could be a confrontation in that state's capital.
The fact that we have to do it again.
Thousands attended the No Kings protest in Austin 4 months ago, and around a dozen people were arrested. This time, Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying the National Guard to the state capitol. In a statement, he called the event a, quote, Antifa-linked demonstration.
Meta is adding parental controls for kids' interactions with AI chatbots beginning next year. Meta's the parent company of Instagram and Facebook, but parents will not be able to turn off Meta's AI assistant. You're listening to ABC News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
President Trump responded to reports of violence in the streets of Gaza as the ceasefire deal remains in effect.
President Trump issued a warning to Hamas on social media, saying the group must stop killing Palestinians in Gaza, otherwise he would have to kill them. That comes after a series of videos emerged of Hamas-linked fighters carrying out a series of shocking public executions. Armed clashes have continued between Hamas and other Palestinian factions as the group seek to restore order after 2 years of war in Gaza. But the US has also conceded that Hamas control of the streets is necessary, and they will tolerate the presence of this group during this part of the ceasefire. Guy Davies, ABC News, in Jerusalem.
A spice recall is growing in the U.S., says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The FDA is expanding its cinnamon recall now to 16 brands after tests found elevated levels of lead in some ground cinnamon brands. That includes Wise Wife, Dura, Heyte, Rashti, and they're sold at your stores like Dollar Tree. Now, the FDA says this kind of exposure can be especially dangerous for kids and pregnant women.
There have not been any reported injuries, but the FDA is urging families to check labels and throw out any affected products. A full list is on the FDA website. No injuries or accidents are reported, but Ford is recalling more than 290,000 vehicles because of issues with the rear-view camera system. It may not show images properly in certain light. Affected models, the 20 through 2022 F-250, 350, and 450 SD. And Formula One says that Apple will be its U.S. broadcast partner for 5 years beginning next year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Well,
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinsey's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are out here at the Gruber Law Office Mobile Broadcast Studio celebrating 50 years here at Newman Pools. And I'm very excited this morning. I am joined by Chris Newman to our right, and then to our left, we actually have Carson Barilani, who is one of the students that was here today learning how to actually shoot shotcrete and do the cutting, make sure everything looks good. I'm butchering this, Chris. I already know I am.
It's all right. You're close enough.
That was close enough. But I want to ask, first of all, Carson, thank you for being here with us. What was today like for you getting to have this experience?
I think it was cool just to learn how to spray concrete. Not many people, even people who are in construction, not specifically pool construction, but they've never shot concrete before. So I think it was pretty cool to see how that all worked and how it's all set up and how to just finish it and all that stuff, yeah.
So. I never even knew that this was a thing until we were talking at the splash pad earlier this year. Shocker, yeah, to have that ability to shoot. I don't know, I'm putting you on the spot, Carson. If you can't answer, I think Chris will be able to. How does that work? How is it able to stay up like that when it's getting shot out and it's as heavy as it is?
Well, I think it just builds up on top of each other. I think the moisture content and like the concrete, it has to be pretty spot on it to make it hold together. I'm not.
It sounds a lot smarter than me on that.
He's close. So the main reason that the shotcrete stands up is because it's applied at high velocity using air, and so think of it as compacting it as it's being placed. And so that's what allows it to stack. That's, if you notice, we had a lot, yeah, on that gun, the concrete was coming out the bottom and you had an air hose on the top with a valve, and Josue would turn that on and off. Well, air is either on or it's off. And so when you turn it on, you're adding a lot of velocity, so that concrete's getting sprayed in and compacted, and that's what allows it to stand up.
That's crazy to me.
I want to ask Carson, when you were shooting the shotcrete, can you just describe what that felt like?
It was just a lot of pressure, like trying to hold it against you, and when it would let off the pressure, I think the concrete would stop coming through sometimes. It would kind of make you jerk forward and stuff, but I guess I kind of used it to my advantage to kind of, when the pressure would come, I'd let the hose work.
Work its way up, yeah. Kind of let the pressure help you. That's a smart. Now, you guys were shooting, you know, each of you probably, what, 5-10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
How are the arms feeling? Like, what do you imagine that would feel like after an hour or two?
I feel like my lower back would hurt trying to stabilize yourself all day. I don't think it was too heavy on my arms. I didn't really feel anything like that.
Having the wrap around your back and your neck, it honestly made it a lot easier.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why they teach you the good technique that takes so much of the pressure off.
Absolutely. A veteran nozzleman lets the hose do the work. So if you see somebody fighting and struggling with the hose, trying to, you know, manhandle it like riding a bull, you're going to lose. You know, you got to let the hose do the work, and then... you know, you do work with the surge of the pump, you know, so you kind of learn how to use everything that's happening to your advantage. You know, work smarter, not harder.
Well, it sounds like Carson was doing that.
He was on it. Yes, he was.
Smart,
yeah, he picked it up
guy.
Right away.
Well, and you described it perfectly. It was like that let off, and I thought that somebody was honestly pulling the hose because I was doing something wrong, and it took until the last minute I was doing it to realize that was just how powerful this hose is, that it wasn't somebody adjusting me, because I thought it was just like somebody being like, hey, man, that's, you're going to want to go up here. You're going to want to pull. I'm like, yeah, good call. But no, that's really cool that you get to get out here and have this experience for yourself, too. So I got to ask, while we have you here, what is your goals? What has it been like to be in this program? What do you want to do with this kind of information?
I just want to learn how everything works in the construction world. I want to get into road construction one day, so I guess just learning any type of construction and stuff like that, it'll help me get through whatever.
So you have the perks of radio that we get to experience too, where you have your buddies walking by right now,
at you,
trying to get
you
to break a little bit.
Trying to break you.
He's been a pro though.
He has.
Yes, he has.
He was great with the hose. He's great on the air. What can't this guy do?
Well, I do want to ask you this, Carson, before we say goodbye today. For you, what would you say to people that were considering joining this program? What have you gotten out of it, and what would you say to those people?
I'd say if you're thinking about it, you should do it. You get great experiences in this class, and you get to learn how to use a lot of different tools throughout the class, so I think you should do it. And it's honestly not academically hard, so...
Yeah, well, and it's something that you enjoy going to class every day.
Yeah.
You enjoy actually learning those skills. And your wall looked a lot better than mine today, so so I think you got a good future ahead of you. But thank you very much for joining us today, Carson.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside for a quick break here on Hometown Today. When we come back, we again are going to be talking here with Chris Newman and possibly bringing in some other people here as well, celebrating 50 years, continuing to celebrate 50 years here at Newman Pools. But that's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Estate planning and elder law can seem complicated. Anyone with children should listen as Rob Melick of Melick Law offers easy to understand and easy to implement information and help. Listen the third Monday of each month as Rob discusses the importance of trust-based planning and affordable wills to protect your family. He even offers payment plans. Listen this Monday at 11:10 on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save so much money on Sealy mattresses. Did you know nobody sells Sealy for less than us? Check out our wintergreen mattress, medium, for only $399. You can also take a look at our new Dallas medium tight top, the all-new Sealy Posturepedic line, for as little as $599, or pick your comfort for as little as $999. Choose any queen size, ultra firm, medium tight top, or medium hybrid, or soft pillow top. Pick your comfort with our Hagerstown mattresses for as little as $999. Get $300 bonus cash when you buy the Purple Restore mattress, or save up to $800 off select adjustable mattresses with Stearns & Foster's, Sealy Posturepedic, and Tempur-Pedic with no interest financing for up to 36 months with $19.99 or more minimum purchase. Check out our mega sale going on right now with all of our mattress savings at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinsey's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And if you're looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin, McKinsey's Home Furnishings is here for you. And they're having their mattress sale right now. And McKinsey's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses that, again, are made right here in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. And a good mattress isn't just about comfort. It's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping. Caleb, if you live to be 90 years old, that's 30 years of sleep.
It's a lot of sleeping.
30 years of sleep. You got to make sure you're sleeping good. You got to make sure you have the good mattress. So make sure you jump into McKinsey's right now. They also have adjustable bases that are also on sale. And with adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. With the push of another button, you can raise your legs. Plus, McKinsey's offers free delivery and setup, and they can arrange the disposal of your old mattress set, so you don't even have to worry about that part of it. So stop in to the mattress sale at McKinsey's Home Furnishings, who is celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. But hurry, that sale ends the 18th,
tomorrow.
Which that is tomorrow.
You got today and tomorrow.
That's not a lot of time.
Not
so
a
make
lot
sure
of time.
You get some good sleep. As we are back here at Newman Pools today, celebrating 50 years. Sorry, I've got Kurt Petroli trying to write me something down. I threw it off and screwed
making
it up.
Making notes.
There, making notes for me. But we also are joined today by a recent member of the apprenticeship program here. Caden, was that?
Caden Nearing.
Nearing. All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about how you got to this point? What this apprenticeship program was like for you?
So I came here around last September through GPS Ed. Been here ever since. It was a really big door that opened for me because I was struggling in high school. So I thought GPS would work, and here we are today.
Well, and what's it been like here at Newman Pools? We know what this family is like. Do you feel like you're being a part of that family already?
I do. It's been really fun. Every day is something different, especially with the crew I'm on. I really do like my crew. I've enjoyed it, to be honest. It's been a fun learning experience, and I can't really complain being here.
Caden got to spend a good amount of time on the new Kalahari expansion up there in the Wisconsin Dells. So
you were part of that project.
He got to be part of that project.
I'll be checking out your work in November then. I'll have to make sure to give real good critiques.
Yep.
Well, so this is relatively new for you. What has the learning curve been like after going through the program? I'm sure there's still stuff to learn, but how was that learning curve for you?
So, honestly, going from the classroom and jumping right into the work field while still not graduating yet, it was big. It was definitely new to me, and especially being young on a job site. It's a lot to take in, but everyone has been really good here. It's been really new.
Yep.
And I guess there is a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn.
I was falling apart out here earlier trying to put up a wall. I couldn't get over, and that's only one thing that you guys do. I would love to ask you, Kurt, looking at this from your side of it, what are these apprenticeship programs or classes like with these high schools? Why is it so important that you guys want to be a part of this?
Sure, so in addition to the high school trades programs, which we're doing here today, right, we've partnered with multiple schools throughout the area. We've done Beaver Dam High School, Waupun High School, Horicon High School. This spring we're going to go over to Central Wisconsin Christian, and they're going to go through the program. So if there's educators out there listening today and you think this would be a good fit for your school, by all means, stop out here at Newman Pools on Highway 151 or look us up on the internet, newmanpools.com, and reach out to us. Chad and I, we kind of partner in doing this program, and it's not for every school. We've had a couple schools that we've gone to, and they said, we truly don't have a full-fledged trades program in our school. We have more of maybe like a home maintenance program. And I'm like, okay, this probably isn't for you. So we go out, we meet with the educators. We go to the school, we tour their facility to make sure that it's capable of supporting, what we're going to do there. They got to have enough space for us to come in and do it. And so we meet and we start planning and we say, okay, can we make this work? So it's not for everybody, but if there's a school out there that says, hey, I would love for our students to have an opportunity to go through this, by all means, reach out to us. We'd love to have them. So the trades program, right, is just to promote the trades, right? We want students to be interested in the trades. And like I said, before I came to Newman Pools, I didn't know they existed or what they did, right? And like Caden said, to get the opportunities that he's had, in the last year, a lot of people don't know that exists right here in their own backyard. So in addition to the high school trades programs, Newman Pools also partners with multiple youth apprenticeship programs. So we're going to do an Inspire Youth Apprenticeship, what we're going to call Immersion Day. They're going to kind of come here. They're not going to do this process, but they're going to kind of go through our training center and see the tools we work with, get some hands-on, touch them, feel them, make them work, right? And then we work very closely with GPS Education, which just opened their new education center over there out of Generac. Great facility. I was out there, and we have a great program with them. And it's for students that, maybe struggling in training. traditional school setting. So they get to go and meet their educational requirements, but then they get to be released and come and work here at Numa Pools or wherever they choose, right? They have multiple locations, multiple employers in the area that work with GPSED. But then they come and they work. We hold them to a pretty high standard. You know, first thing we told Caden, we're like, hey, we get word that your grades are slipping and you're not keeping up in school. Well, guess what? You don't get to come to work. You know, so we hold them to a high standard both at Newman Pools in the field and as well as academically, because they got to meet all those academic requirements to graduate.
Well, that's exciting to hear, first of all. And Caden, congratulations on being a part of this team now and living up to that high standard right there. We see how high that standard is here at Newman's Pools, and I think that's a huge compliment to you that you are a part of this team. But diving just a little bit further into that, there's a lot of kids out there that may be struggling in a traditional school setting. This is one of those things where you get to find that thing that you're passionate about, the thing that you want to go to school for every day. You want to learn. Was that what it was like for you, that once you kind of were exposed to this, you knew this was the kind of thing you wanted to do?
Yeah, definitely. I knew what I wanted to do after high school. When I was younger, I dreamed of going in the NFL, but...
Both. All of a sudden, you looked in the mirror one day and were like, it's probably going to work.
Right, yep. And I'm like, got into high school and I realized it really was not for me. And then it was pretty cool being first year for GPS, because it kind of sets you off to a high expectation. So coming in at Newman's and being the first guy here, it sets people up for... more success.
You're the trailblazer.
Right.
Yeah, Caden's been a great spokesman for us at GPS Education, and we actually just last week brought on two more youth apprentices that started just last week through the GPS Education program.
That's exciting.
So we got two on board right now.
Is it fun for you, Caden, to now kind of help mentor those next ones coming in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. It lets them know that, hey, I stayed here, I like it here, and it's... honestly a really good opportunity for people who were going through the same thing as me in high school.
I want to ask you a little bit about the Kalahari Project, because we were hearing a little bit from Kurt back in the summer when we were at the splash pad. What was that project like? Because that's a massive undertaking.
Oh yeah. Going on to the Kalahari for the first day, it was kind of like...
Sorry, you gotta be.
Those Kale looks out for you here.
Yeah, beautiful. I feel safe now.
Yeah, you're good.
But yeah, so going on the Kalahari for the first day, it was pretty big. I'm like, I didn't know what to do at first, kind of. It's like...
A little intimidating?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't want to mess anything up. Definitely was really careful, because I was just like, it was eye-opening. It was kind of, hey, I'm really working here.
Did you get to, like, was the Kalahari some... I imagine being from Wisconsin, you were familiar with the Kalahari Resort. Had you stayed there before even?
Yep.
Is it one of those things that now that you were walking in to, you know, to do this, like, was that kind of like, wow, I've stayed here before. Now I get to, like, actually, like, put my work into it.
Especially, yeah. Especially doing work on there and being there in the past, it's like... So this is what really all goes into this. It's like you never would expect what goes into these pools and all these slides and all the plumbing and everything.
I believe it.
And then once you're doing it, it's like, wow.
So our process for building a pool, right? I don't care if it's in a backyard pool, if it's the Dodge County YMCA, or if it's the Kalahari, right? The process on building a pool is the same. We go through the same steps and we do the same thing. But the scope of what we do at something like the Kalahari is just over the top, right? You know, so...
You almost have to do the Hoosiers line, like, hey... It's right. The same distance right. As the basketball hoop here as it is there.
I mean, we use the same process, but, you know, when you go from like an inch and a half to 2-inch piece of PVC pipe for your plumbing up to 12, 14-inch pipes, you know, you're like, okay, I'm in a different world right now. But it's the same process. I don't care what size PVC pipe you have. It glues together the same way. I don't care how long your lazy river is. We tie the steel the same way. We form the wall the same way. We shoot the concrete on the same way. But it's just on a much, much larger scope.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a world-class scale talking Kalahari Resort. I do want to real quickly touch on, because I know that Chris wanted us to. Can you tell us a little bit, please, about these schools that other than Beaver Dam that are also involved with this at the high school level at this point?
Yep. So we met with and had a program at the Waupun High School. That was a nice program. We did that, I believe, last spring. And they had about the same number of students, about 10, 12 students that came in. Now, different schools have different programs, right? So Waupun School in particular, their class was a junior-senior class.
Okay.
So we reached back out to them this year and said, you know what? Half of the kids that are in the class have already done it. So, you know, what works for them is like a two-year rotation so that we always have a fresh group of students in there and they haven't already experienced it. So it kind of is based on each school and how they run their trades program, if that's what they even call it at their school, right? But how they run their trades class. And we can conform, right? You know, we can meet their needs. So Beaver Dam High School, they have block scheduling. So we went in on, started on Monday, finished the building process on Thursday and came out here today and shot concrete. When we went to, I believe it was Horicon High School, they don't have block scheduling. They have the traditional 50-55 minute yeah. class. So we went there and we spent about 8 days on site with them just to be able to get through this process. So yeah, we can work with the schools and tweak our program to make it work best for them.
I love that. Well, it doesn't surprise me that we're here celebrating 50 wonderful yeah. years with Newman Pools. You can hear the passion and what the expertise here. So appreciate you joining us, Kurt. And Caden, first of all, before we say goodbye today, thank you for joining us. I really am excited to hear what the next 50 years are like here. And it seems like we're off to a good start. What was your favorite part about year one working at Newman Pools before we go to break?
I think my favorite part was definitely meeting everybody.
The family atmosphere?
Once you start to get to know everybody, then it kind of goes a little bit smoother. Yeah. The nerves start kicking out, and then you start settling in and getting more comfortable.
I can see that being pretty easy here with this group of guys. But we're going to step aside for a break now. Thank you again, Caden, for joining us today, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. More Hometown Today is coming up next here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Well done. This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Cassidy Whitnabel of Horicon. Cassidy serves as a reporter for the Horicon FFA. She participates in Floriculture CDE and has attended multiple conventions. Cassidy plays basketball and volleyball for the Marsh Ladies. Her plan after graduation is to go into supply chain management. Congratulations to Cassidy Whitnabel of Horicon. She's this week's Mid-State Equipment WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Every athlete needs their rest on a Slumberland furniture mattress. Get plenty of sports updates here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, playing from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of improperly storing and sharing classified information. ABC's Catherine Falders has more from Washington.
Bolton arriving at court this morning, we're told that he surrendered, he was processed. There was obviously a warrant for his arrest, so he went and turned himself in at this federal courthouse, processed behind closed doors. There's no cameras in court.
Bolton in a statement said this was part of President Trump's retribution. He's the third opponent of the president charged in the last 3 weeks, along with former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Those charges expected to be one area of protest at tomorrow's No Kings demonstrations against Trump administration policies, their plan for all 50 states. Today, the president hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House a day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another summit. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A newspaper investigation accuses Wisconsin's state education agency of keeping the public in the dark about sexual misconduct. Hundreds of teachers and other staff were investigated in a recent five-year period, and they either lost their licenses or voluntarily gave them up. The Department of Public Instruction says its investigative efforts are underfunded. Legislative leaders disagree. Seven Beaver Dam wholesale car dealers are losing their licenses. The Department of Motor Vehicles caught one of them selling an unlicensed vehicle and committing odometer fraud. The others committed a raft of violations, and none of the business owners took the DMV up on a chance to appeal. The school portion of Beaver Dam property tax bills should hold reasonably steady next year. School district budget officials say they'll present a balanced budget. The school board meets to consider the next budget a week from Monday night. It's almost time to get your leaves, grass clippings, and other yard waste ready for curbside pickup in Beaver Dam. City crews will start picking up on Monday and keep going until sometime in November. We have more about that at DailyDodge.com. It would take a lot of money to fire Wisconsin Badgers football coach Luke Fickell. The State Journal says he'd get a $28 million buyout if he's let go after tomorrow's Ohio State game. The UW Athletic Department could tap into its cash reserves or raise money from donors. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 63.
Busy days and rising prices got you down? Shop smarter at the Market at Beaver Dam, where fresh meals, friendly faces, and real savings make all the difference. Swing by Granny's Bakery and Deli for homemade grab-and-go meals the whole family will love. Then head to Grandpa's Sausage Kitchen for bold, hearty flavors that bring everyone to the table. Don't forget to swing through the liquor department, perfect for pairing with dinner or unwinding after a long day. For even more value, use your My Market app for extra savings when you shop the Market at Beaver Dam.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Experience, knowledge, and results. That's what you need when you've been in a serious truck accident. Call Gruber Law Offices. We've successfully helped people injured by big trucks for more than 35 years. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
To Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors and so much more. Randy and the team at Professional Floor Covering are there to help you design the perfect space. They've got over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, and of course, they're so much more than floors. They've got your countertops covered in your kitchen or your bathroom. How about cabinets? You know, they've got a great lineup of cabinets. And of course, when it comes to an upgrade for that shower or tub, they've got you covered there as well. I mean, nothing, Wally, I don't know about you. For me, maybe especially as a dad of kids, the shower is my respite.
It's your escape from the world.
It's my place of peace. And nothing is worse than trying to have, you know, a few minutes of peace and having to do that in a dingy tub, right?
No, you got to have a
Can't
good
do that. Got to have a good shower or tub, and the folks at Professional Floor Covering can help you out. Let their team help you design a shower that you can just relax in, from color, material choice, size, and arrangement. There's a lot of different design choices, and it could be overwhelming, but their team is there to help you. They could help convert your shower with some glass panels and doors. We can give it a little bit more luxurious and spacious feel, or you know, if you're like Wally, you got that knee that gives you a hard time, maybe it's getting tougher to get the leg over that tub, they can help you out with a tub to shower conversion, whether you want to go like, you know, little 1-inch lip so you got a little something, or they can just do a straight plane, just straight walk, and they can help you out with all of that at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, online at proflr.com.
I hope that the Zomers weren't listening there. Otherwise, they're going to figure out why the 25-minute showers are happening. Now they know. It's the
Wait,
escape
didn't
time.
Didn't Dad go to shower?
He's been here for about 48 minutes now. He'll be out soon.
Did he go to Green Bay to take a shower? What's going on here?
Well, we're out here at the Gruber Law Office Mobile Broadcast Studio celebrating at Newman Pools today, continuing their 50th anniversary here. And as always, very excited to be joined by Chris Newman and Kurt Petroli. And guys, first of all, thanks for having us here today. Pretty cool to be able to sit out here and actually look at what all those kids were able to accomplish in an hour.
Are we gonna be judging and picking our favorite before the end of the hour?
I know my favorite.
Okay,
so I'm gonna juice the odds.
I'm guessing it's not the one closest to us.
I mean, that one looks pristine, I'm not gonna lie to you. But Chris, Kurt, I'd love to ask a little bit about what the trades that you can learn through building pools, because it's not just what we saw today.
No, not at all. Not at all. There's actually a lot that's covered in concrete and underground and, you know, and just hidden, you know. You know, we've talked briefly here and you've seen here kind of the rough construction process of getting the pool in the ground. But there's also the finishes that go on these pools. You know, we talked briefly about that earlier. You know, they get plastered, they get tiled, they get coping. You know, so there's a lot of masonry and finish skill that goes into putting, you know, making these pools look beautiful when they're done. You know, it is the finishing touches, you know, putting the jewelry on. And, you know, these are our shotcrete. Some of these shells are a little rough, and the finishers come in, square them up, true them up, and then, you know, put the tile and coping and some of the other things on. So, I mean, and that's the part that everybody sees, you know.
I got to ask you, when you're looking at throughout, like, when somebody like Caden starts, when are they going to feel like, hey, you know what, I got this down. I got everything that we do. I got to imagine that's like years and years and years.
To get the full picture, absolutely. I mean, I think along the way and down the roadmap, you know, there are milestones at which you feel like you have certain processes under play, you know. But I would say that it probably is going to take, depending on the individual, somewhere between 5 and 10 years before they're going to feel like they fully understand, you know, the full swimming pool process. Because there are a lot of different steps.
And if you look at a set of blueprints, that's foreign to me. I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I can flip a set of blueprints and say, okay, I know this is a pool, but to take all that detail from that, right, and build it precisely in the ground is amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, and it's why you have to have such a well-versed team, where some people are going to be your blueprint people. You're going to have the people that know the trade that are actually able to put that mind, that brilliance of the blueprint to work in person.
And we are one of the few swimming pool companies out there for a standard residential backyard swimming pool, just a plain pool. You're looking at a 10 to 12 page blueprint page set that has all of the structural engineering done, so you know the proper wall thickness, the proper rebar, you know, plus all the dimensions. And then we haven't even really touched on the plumbing and the filtration systems that it takes to keep these pools clean. You know, I mean, the systems that many people have seen at the, you know, the above ground pool, or a pool that maybe was, you know, an in-tech style pool or something that you buy, You know, they have very small filtration systems on, and ours are much more elaborate in what we do. We have helped, we design and build our pools in a way that a lot of other companies don't. We got our start in the plumbing business. My grandfather and his family, and I mean, when we started building swimming pools, that was what we understood. We understood plumbing. And so that's something we kind of hang our hat on, that we are very diligent in making sure that this pool is going to have a filtration system, so that if something goes wrong, you wake up and you got a cloudy pool or you have a green pool, the filtration system is big enough to fix it in a hurry. You know, it's one thing to maintain it, but what are we going to do when something bad happens? Because we're going to forget to add our chemicals, something's going to happen. You know, as well as other creature comforts, you know, automatic fills, things of that nature. So there is a whole nother part of the swimming pool that is underground and designed and making sure everything's hydraulically balanced and that the pumps are going to run as efficiently as possible, because we're not trying to force too much water in a small pipe or vice versa. And so there is a lot of engineering that goes into every single pool that's behind the scenes that people don't even realize. And then you've got the plumbers that have to put these things together. You know, it's, you know, there's a difference. Our plumbing, I always say, is more like process piping, you know, like almost more like something you'd see in a factory or something of that nature, because we have so many different pipes and pumps and filters and things that are going in there. And we are also very diligent when we're doing our design to try and make them as user-friendly as possible and as maintenance-friendly as possible. You know, there's a lot more valves and things in our systems to make sure that, you know, you can isolate things. Things can be bypassed. So if there's a problem, you don't have to shut the whole pool down, you know, but you may have to just shut one thing off, but you can still swim. So there's a lot of different things in that nature that go into each and every one of our projects that is behind the scenes. I would say our average residential pool, from the time a person says, yes, I want to build a pool, till the time we have a full set of construction documents, is probably almost 3 months. Because there is also some back and forth that goes, you know, in, you know, picking out certain features and things of that nature. But
quality,
that whole process
takes time.
And, you know, we don't just draw a pool on a napkin and say, hey, thanks for buying a pool, and we'll be there on Tuesday.
Wally will be out of here, shop spraying.
Yeah. We don't buy a kit. You know, it's a concrete structure, and there's a lot of engineering that goes into each and every one.
So on the employee side of the house, right, so when we bring our employees in, we purposely rotate them through those different divisions, right? You may start, you know, on what we call a building crew, doing what you saw here today, right? And then we have people that come in and do the finishes, that do the plaster, do the tile, do the coping, do the decks, and we call those finish crews. And then, like Chris was talking about, our finish mechanicals, which is a whole different world of plumbing than the underground plumbing. This is putting in all the filters and the pumps and the heaters and the controllers and the automatic chemical balancers and everything else. We purposely rotate people through that to try to develop what we call these master pool builders, right? People that can do it from start to finish. Even at Newman Pools, with the number of employees we have here today, the number of people that could really build a pool from start to finish and be an expert at all of it is very, very few, right? So as you're going through those different areas, people kind of develop their niche, right? They're like, I really can grasp onto the finishing concept, right? I'm not so good at the bending steel, and I'm not so good at the underground plumbing, but boy, when it comes to tile, I'm it. You know, I'm good at it, so that's where I want to be. But we purposely still continue to rotate them through the different divisions so that everybody kind of stays up to date and
keep adding to the skill set.
Right? Don't forget how to, you know, shoot concrete, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that you just get to live in the finish world or live in the mechanical plumbing world forever, and vice versa. Builders were like, hey, we don't have a finish crew to come in here and finish this pool. You're it, right? And then they're looking at their foreman and they're going, hey, boss, I've never done this before. And he's like, all right, let me walk you through it. So
I think Chris said it earlier. It's one of my favorite quotes, but you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And I like that you consistently continue to challenge the crew and ask them to do things that you're not good at. Because that's how you get good at them.
Absolutely.
No one's good at building a pool on day one, I imagine, Chris.
No, growing up in, you know, I grew up in the industry with my dad. And there are many things that he has told me that we did not learn how to do right the first time. You know, and there are many things that we learned that we are not ever doing that again.
It's making those learning experiences.
Yeah, there's some things you're never going to forget.
Well, I don't ever forget seeing these guys. That was awful. I was trying to do something.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, it wasn't great. I tried. It didn't work out. But we do have to throw it to our final break here today. But I'm excited to come back. We're going to be continuing to be joined by Chris and Kurt here, celebrating 50 years. 50 years here in the community, here at Newman Pools. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is the WBEV Morning Show.
Sherry, Taylor Swift's new album is out, and I'm going to play a song every hour.
Why two?
Because.
I'm overruling you. Pick one.
It's a big
and
day.
You replace the other one.
If I don't play them both, you can fire me. One texter says Sherry put on her crabby pants today, and the other one says she's going to flatten my tires.
I would be willing to bet every person that's making comments about my mood is a man.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. We'll get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
Craving something sweet? Step into the flavor of a good old-fashioned bake sale, Quick Trip style. Satisfy your sweet tooth with our premium donuts, now just $2.99 for a three-pack. Choose from Quick Trip's fluffy Long Johns, rich Persians, classic Bismarcks, or ring donuts. So delicious, just like the ones at your hometown bake sale. Quick Trip's premium donuts, now only $2.99 for a three-pack. A sweet deal, too delicious to pass up. So treat yourself today, only at Quick Trip.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hometown Today is out here today at the Gruber Law Office Mobile Broadcast Studio at Newman Pools off 151 right across from the Culver's Barn. And I'm joined by Chris Newman and Kurt Petroli. And guys, I know we're rounding out the show right now. First of all, thank you for having us out here. Thanks for letting me shoot some concrete, mind you. I felt like I got to learn today.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving it a shot.
Wow. You talked to me. Wow.
That was a terrible pun on my side.
And then he comes back and he hits that. It makes me hurt a little bit. But anyways, we're 50 years deep, guys. And I'd love to talk about that a little bit. What is the future? What is the next 50 years for Newman Pools look like?
You know, to be honest, I can't even imagine, because none of us guessed that we would be here today 50 years ago. I mean, we started out with just a few guys digging holes with shovels, building swimming pools. And, you know, through a lot of hard work, trials, tribulations, and a great team, you know, we've made it to be one of the largest aquatic contractors in the United States and build some of the most amazing water features and some of the most amazing residential and commercial pools in the area. And I never dreamed we'd have been here. So for me, it's really just to make sure that we're using kind of the same plan, you know, where, you know, employees first, take care of our people, take care of our customers, and be innovative, you know, and can just continue to down the same path that we've been on, and changing with the times so we don't get lost. And I think the future is wide open for us, and I'm very excited to see where we are. You know, 50 years from now, because it's nothing like it was. I mean, it's nothing like it was 10 years ago, to be honest. I mean, it's every decade, every generation, this we continue to grow and continue to build people, and the team gets better and better every year. You know, it's like chili, right? It's better the next day. The longer this thing simmers, the better it gets.
Let it sit a little while.
Absolutely.
You know, I know Chris won't give himself the plug, so I'm going to do it for him. But, you know, success starts from the top, right? And we have great leadership. We got Chris's dad, Randy, you know, started the business with Chuck. And now Chris is our vice president of in-house construction. And we have Blake working here as well, Blake Newman. So, I mean, the family tradition continues. And we got some great leadership coming in the door. And, like I say, success starts from the top, and it's the hard work every day and the dedication, and then the sharing of success that the Newmans do, right? You know, all the credit goes to the employees all the time when, like I say, it's just a reflection of the leadership from the top. So I think we're looking strong for the next 50 years.
I love that, and I couldn't agree more. Kurt, I feel like you almost were in my head while he was talking, because I was going to sit here and tell you, the secret sauce from the outside is the people here. What you guys do, the way you care about the community, about the way to care about each other, about the pride you take in the work you do, it's really cool to see, and it's obvious to the eye. It's something that you can feel. So you guys got something really special here, and we're very touched that you invited us out here once again to be a part of it.
Anytime. We're always happy to have you guys out here and enjoy spending this time with you guys.
Well, I got to just figure out what I got to do next year. If I'm shooting concrete in 2025, I don't know what 2026 will bring. But again, he was too nice to me earlier. Then Ross was way too nice. What would be the critique on my form earlier? You got to see me a little bit.
No, you were doing okay on the form, you know. So
that be mean to that, me. Everybody's too nice.
So I always said, you know, that gunite hose, there's the perception, right, out in the crews. It's like, we're going to take the biggest guy and we're going to put him on the hose, right? Big guy going to go out there and just manhandle the hose. You saw our certified shotcreter, Josue.
Oh, yeah.
Small man, right?
I mean, Josue was running that thing better than
right?
I was, man.
So it is an art form, and it's getting to know that rhythm. You felt it, you know, the rhythm and the that goes on the hose and getting the motions down and everything else. So, yeah, it's a learned art form. But the only way you can learn is, you know, the foreman looks at a guy and says, hey, get over here, you know, grab the hose. I'm going to teach you today, you know.
Yeah, volunteer. So, you know, I think one of the uncomfortable.
Absolutely. The believe greatest... it or not, you are not the first guy that we've seen pick up a hose for the first time.
Right?
Wait. I was going to say a word of that.
And in comparison, you did well.
I'm not sugarcoating it.
I have seen way worse first attempts on a concrete hose.
That's because he didn't get to see my attempt, because that would have been the sad one. That would have been
of you saw my first attempt.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's the one where I would have been the one with somebody like behind me pulling the hose, like, no. Like, you got to turn that thing off.
I heard a great quote the other day when I was out on the job sites. I get out on our job sites quite a bit, and one of our foremen and I was talking to him of how he teach and how he instructs, and he says, you know, I know these new guys are nervous. He goes, and I know they don't want to mess things up. He goes, so the first thing I tell them is, there is nothing you can do that I cannot fix.
Wow.
So give it a shot, right? And if it doesn't go right, we'll fix it. And then we're going to try it again until we get you to do it the right process. So kind of puts them at ease, right? Because they're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to mess this up. You know, we have to start all over. But he's like, there's nothing you can do that I can't fix.
It's almost like you guys have done this before. You hit me with the exact same thing this morning.
Yeah, Wally, you were afraid you were going to wreck something.
I'm like, I'm going to ruin everything. You do not need me to be touching anything around here. You don't. But you're like, hey. Even if you shoot this, miss everything entirely, we're going to be okay. We're going to be able to make it okay.
I was walking over here to start the show, and I heard the last thing I heard walking over was Chris go, you know, worst case scenario, you fall over and we shoot a little concrete into the sky.
Yeah, and I was like,
that has happened.
To the ground.
This ain't our first rodeo.
That has happened.
I guess you've seen a lot here in 50 years. And again, we're rooting for 50 more guys. But that's going to do it for us today. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
No, just thanks again for coming out. Like I said, we always enjoy having you, and it's always a good time. So, anytime.
It's always a blast to be here. We look forward to seeing you all this next week. We'll be back at the station at our normal time on Monday, 9 until 10. We'll see you there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Here we got community comment. Oh, no, actually, no. We took community comment spot.
Senior Solutions.
We have Matt Hired is going to be joining back at the station here on Senior Solutions. coming up here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
In a Cover 5 pool, it's simple. Each week, pick five games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a